Santa Claus find you, Gary?
Oh, yeah, he knew where I was. Yep. We good.
He may not have known where I was. He knew where all my kids were. But he must not have known I was there, or maybe I was on the naughty list. But he did leave me one thing.
What's that?
It was in a package of six. Six tickets to the Fiesta Bowl for the whole family.
He didn't forget you then. He knew. That's great.
When you get into the game, the two final things you need to know is how to spell go with five letters. And
right.
That's not one G and four O's. That's G-E-A-U-X. Go.
It's in the Webster's Dictionary. The Cajun Webster's Dictionary, but it's in there.
And when in doubt, if you're not sure what happened, you don't understand what somebody's saying to you, or you don't want to ask them to repeat themselves a second or third time because you're having a hard time understanding the dialect of the conversation with your neighboring LSU fan, the universal statement that you can just use blanket across the whole game. How does Coach O end his press conferences?
Go Tigers. Go Tigers.
That's it.
That'll be your universal get out of everything. And then the LSU alumni in Phoenix has a tailgate party. It is at the Salt Tacos and Tequila in the Westgate area, 7:30 to 10:30.
That's on Tuesday now.
On Tuesday morning. And as true Louisiana style goes, they'll be back there after the game too. So when you think tailgate, most people think before the game. There's before and after the game in Death Valley in LSU, and they'll be doing that at the Salt Taco and Tequilas with the LSU alumni.
And if you're not careful, they may stay until the Cardinals game on Sunday. Well, I think they got the Seahawks. What doesn't matter? They'll stay the whole time. Look at this green grass.
They will start in Louisiana on a Wednesday. RVs start showing up.
Right.
So making a one-day, four-hour football game a four-day event is nothing new. That's part of it. It's not a one-day in the afternoon or in the evening event. It's a 3-4-day event. If you're not into football, other things going on today. Speaking of Fiesta Bowl, the parade starts at 10 o'clock. You can go to fiestabowl.org for all the details. The parade draws about 100,000 people. There's over 90 different floats that will be going on. It starts up on Central Avenue, just north of Missouri, and ends up down on 7th Street, south of Thomas. Or north of Thomas, south of Camelback. Not quite down to Thomas, but it's near the VA Medical Center, the endpoint. Also going on today, and it's a five-day event. We're right in the middle of the National Livestock Show, Arizona's 70th year of their livestock show at the fairgrounds. And did you know Arizona is only one of four states that has a junior livestock event the size of the caliber of Arizona? I would not have guessed we would have competed in the top four for that. And this is people 12 and younger exhibiting animals that they've raised and have bring to auction off. That's going on. You can also register to win your own Arizona staycation. Our winner this month, our winner is for January. Jack and his family get to go to Yuma, and starting next month, we'll have some different guests from Yuma talking about the things that are going on in Yuma at that time, sites and events. It's one of those towns like Casa Grande, if you've never stopped or pulled off, you know, you've only hit the gas station and the fast food on the highway, you're missing an incredible town in Arizona. So we'll bring that to you in January, but you can enter right now to enter February staycation. And if you're a golfer, this one is for you. It's to the Tubac Golf Resort and Spa, and we'll have Lance in next week. He's one of our team members. He puts a lot of these things together. I didn't get all the details from him, but he wanted to know if he could enter to win. He enjoys golf. And says, we got the Supreme Golf Package. I have no idea what that means.
And I was the same way, too. I said, can I enter, too, as well? I saw that resort featured on Arizona Highways, the TV show, and it was jaw-dropping. And again, I haven't been to South Arizona a lot since I've lived here, but it's time for me to get on the road because it's pretty.
And if you win this from Southern Arizona, we're not going to make you drive to Glendale to pick up your Sanderson Ford, then drive back down to Tubac. We will arrange for whatever vehicle you pick out. We'll bring it down to you. And that way you can leave from there and not turn a 40-minute drive into a 4-hour and 40-minute drive. So that's and then we've got the entire year listed there. You're not into golfing? Look forward into March. It's a Wickenburg staycation. We've got Gold Rush happening. And April, we've got Douglas, Arizona, back down south. Catalina Foothills in May. Lake Havasu in June. Why would you go to Lake Havasu in June? Well, if you like water skiing, that's a perfect opportunity to take advantage of the staycation. July, back up into the mountains in Payson. August, Cottonwood. September, Pine Top. So just scroll through there, pick out which location in Arizona you want to go and enter that month. You don't want to go to Patagonia in October? Don't enter to win in October. Maybe you enter in November to go to Kingman. That's the Arizona staycation only at rosieonthehouse.com. Go to rosieonthehouse.com/travelAZ, and you'll be going to a destination of your choice in a Sanderson Ford.